It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. And who better to explain what that means than a couple members of the local National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI, as it's also known, of the Roaring Fork Valley. Lynn Jamaron and Linda Spencer are here once again after almost exactly 6 months from the last time you were here, which I find very interesting. But anyway... Linda was telling me earlier, NAMI has actually been an organization in the NAMI Roaring Fork Valley has existed for like 7 years now?
It's almost 8 years. Yeah.
And both of you, as I recall, were there from the beginning.
I came in probably 4 years ago. That's okay. When I started being associated with NAMI.
So why is... Obviously, it's pretty obvious why mental illness and mental health, I'm sorry, is the reason why mental health is important. Why is an organization like, a local organization like NAMI important?
Well, we want everyone to know, all the families that are have a loved one with a mental issue, that they're not the only ones. And we offer a support group in the basement of MindSprings once a month. We're in the support group section for the families that have a loved one. And on the flip side of that, we offer a support group for people with mental issues in the basement of Church of Christ in West Glenwood at 6:30 every Thursday, and our volunteers there are trained, and you can meet some very nice people just like yourselves. And what I would really like to get across is that when we first started this organization, we decided to have town hall meetings up and down the valley to let everybody know we're here. We offer support. We offer classes. The family-to-family class is for families with a loved one with a mental issue. It's a 12-week, very intense class. We teach you everything you need to know about your loved one, and we give you on ideas, and we do problem solving. And then on the flip side of that, we offer the peer-to-peer class for people with issues. It's a 10-week class, and it teaches you how not to have another setback, and you get to meet very nice people just like yourself, and our volunteers are trained. NAMI Colorado has the best law line in the country. If you're having a legal issue, you can call NAMI Denver and tell them your issue, and if they don't know the answer, they will find out for you.
As it relates to a mental issue.
Yeah. Right. Okay. A lot of times families find themselves in the court system. And I would really like everyone out there to know that the court is there to help you. You can ask the judge for help getting a court-appointed attorney, a court-appointed visitor, court-ordered meds. They're there to help you.
Are you talking about the defendant or the family members? Or maybe both, I guess.
Yeah. And there is things already in place in the court system that can help families get help for their loved one that's done something odd and they found themselves in front of a judge. There's also guardianship and conservatorship and... since 08, I've helped 12 families through the court system to gain control in that matter. And
really?
Mm-hmm.
So a little over one a year.
Yeah.
On you know, if you're to take the averages.
Yeah.
And again, that's what you have done yourself, Linda, is through the local NAMI chapter?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's just a lot of help out there, and one in four households has an issue, so no one out there is alone. We're here to help and support and especially educate people.
In the last decade or so, we have, in a different area, you know, what we used to call autism, which was a variety of different things that could affect people. We now have this thing we call the autism spectrum, mm-hmm. right, which encompasses everything. Would you say that mental issues would follow something similar? Obviously, mental issue can mean anything, all the way from something minor that can go untreated and have very little impact on someone's life to the complete opposite end of the spectrum, which is kind of what you're talking about, where not only is it impacting someone to the point where they committed a crime, that's why they're in the court system, right? But they also need someone, maybe the court, maybe a family member, maybe both, to step in and take some drastic action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Does mental illness progress, would you say? So if it goes unchecked and family members or the individual does not seek help, do you think it typically will get worse? Or are there some cases
women
where
have a high rate of recovery?
High rate of recovery meaning?
Meaning they tend to gain control over their situation,
okay.
and keep control. It's just getting over the hump mm-hmm. to admitting that there's an issue. And that's one of the titles this year of NAMI National's Mental Health Conference. And now the best scientists in the world are now reporting to NAMI. They no longer report to Congress. And so it's been really interesting to see. One of the titles is There's Nothing Wrong With Me, I Don't Need Help. That's one of the titles this year for the national conference in Seattle.
When is that conference?
I believe it's in July.
Okay.
And
is this attended by just members of local organizations like the two of you?
No, Lynn and I had the opportunity to go to NAMI National 2 years ago when it was in Denver. And, you know, I got up, had breakfast, and grabbed something to drink to go down and listen to the scientists. Mm. And I sat there for 4 hours and didn't move. It was so interesting what they're doing with light therapy. They are using light therapy and experimenting with that. And it's only targeting the damaged part of the brain. They also now have medication that only targets the damaged part of the brain, and they are working on and experimenting with vaccinations for different diagnoses, which is very interesting. And they're working a lot with energy.
Energy as in stuff you can't see?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's
like on a spiritual level energy, in other words.
The way they explained it is that when you're cooking something in the microwave these days, no one stands in front of it when it's running because we know energy coming off of it is bad.
Okay.
And that's the type of energy and light therapy that they're working with.
Interesting.
And they do offer biweekly injections for people that can't take a pill every day or forget. And the injections are for different diagnoses, and they're biweekly. And they're like a time-release allergy shot. That is working very well with people and people's lifestyles.
Now, you do have a website for the local organization, right?
Yeah.
It's NAMI RFV? www.ecoregion.org. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can go there to learn more about the local National Alliance on Mental Illness chapter, plus see where those meetings are when the next class begins. You mentioned the peer-to-peer class, Linda, and what was the other one?
Family-to-family.
Family-to-family.
And we'll probably be starting another one up in January. So if you're interested in taking that class, just call and put your name in so we can make a reservation, because a lot of times the classes are full.
You know, it's a three-month-long class, so 12 weeks.
Yeah, and they're going to they're updating our curriculum now. So mm-hmm. hopefully it'll be updated in January, and the classes will be maybe 9 or 10 weeks.
I would like to talk a little bit more about the classes. It's particularly what constitutes a family. Because you know, anybody that has a full-time job knows that, you know, family can take on a little bit different meaning, especially decade after decade when you work with the same people. Again, you can learn more about the local organization at namirfv.org and Facebook page as well, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. Just search Facebook for NAMI Roaring Fork Valley.
One of the things that you asked me that I didn't answer was not the national mental health conference. These are jam-packed full. Usually 3 or 4 hotels are full. People fly in from all over the world to attend one or another conference, and they might fly in for half a day and then fly out. And I was really impressed with how things were at mm-hmm. the national conference.
And again, anybody can attend that.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, I don't know, look up NAMI National Conference, Washington State, and you could probably find it in an online search.
And to, if you go online and sign up to join NAMI, I think it's $40. They will send you the latest updates on what's going on in the mental health field.
Okay. That's an annual?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Take a quick break. We'll come back and visit a little bit more about NAMI Roaring Fork Valley in just a moment. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Lynn Jamaron and Linda Spencer from the National Alliance on Mental Illness of the Roaring Fork Valley. NAMIRFV.org is the website. Again, May is National Mental Health Awareness Month, but of course, all 12 months of the year, it's a good idea to be aware. I suppose I didn't put it very well, but you would probably agree with that. Again, I promised to talk a little bit more about the two different classes that are offered from time to time by NAMI Roaring Fork Valley. But in addition to that, you also have support groups that meet on a regular basis.
Right. We have a support group for the families and loved ones of people that are dealing with a mental illness. And what happens in that group is husbands and wives of those that have a mental illness, family members that have children. It's a really good place for people to go and understand that they're not alone and that there are other people that are dealing with the same kind of thing that they're dealing with. And they can really offer hope to people that are having such a hard time, and so many people feel alone in their plight with their loved one going through a mental illness. So the support group meets the second Monday of the month at MindSprings Health. And we also have a support group for people who are actually dealing with a mental illness themselves. And that support group goes from any diagnosis possible, as far as going from schizophrenia to PTSD, bipolar, all kinds of diagnoses. And that group enables people to come and share what they're dealing with and gain strength knowing that they're not alone. And it helps them understand that there is hope, that they can get well and it can be a successful part of our society. And
Are these directed support groups? In other words, do you have like maybe a member of NAMI, a member of your board that's there kind of leading everyone in the discussion? Or is it kind of open for everyone? Do you have a therapist there or something like that?
As far as, I lead the group on Thursday nights at the Church of Christ in West Glenwood that it deals with people who have diagnosis themselves. And we have a gentleman who's has a wife that deals with a mental health disorder that leads the support group for family members and loved ones that meets on the second Monday of the month at Mind Springs Health at 7.
Okay. And again, this is not a clinical environment. This is a support group environment. So you're talking with
right.
other people
yeah.
that have experienced
things. Right, yeah. Our volunteers go through some rigorous training.
Right,
and
right.
NAMI just doesn't, choose in anyone. They, want the volunteers trained and to be in good health. And
right.
And we want everyone out there to know that whatever family member or someone with an issue, we just want them to know that they're not alone, that there is help. And, when we first started this organization, we decided to have town hall meetings up and down the valley to let everybody know we're here, this is what we're offering, we know there's people suffering, and here we are. We started in Aspen. And we decided to have this town hall meeting along with Aspen Hope at that time. And we lined up our speakers. We had it at the Wheeler Opera House, and it was standing room only. And that was our first town hall meeting 7 years ago, and we had no idea it was going to be that many people. So just letting everyone out there know that you are not alone and that there right. is help for you.
And it, particularly in the nonprofit world, I would say, even in the for-profit world, if you're doing a job, there's kind of an inference that you enjoy doing what you do or you wouldn't be doing it.
Right.
In the nonprofit world, obviously you take the profit out of it. So it's more a labor of love. Mm. And so obviously the two of you and all the other members of the board, you're involved with the National Alliance on Mental Illness because it's something you really believe in and something that, you're invested in. I'm not sure exactly what the term is that I'm looking for, but
we feel passionately
yes.
about what NAMI does because we've seen what it has done for us and we know what it can do for other people. And that's why it's so important for us to get the message out that there's hope and that people can come and understand that what they're dealing with is not something that they're the only one. With a mental illness, you feel so isolated sometimes. And coming to a group where other people have the same kind of thing and they share what they're going through, and it really helps to kind of diffuse the fear and, the stigma that you might feel yourself. And that's one of our biggest things is we really try to diffuse the stigma that is kind of surrounding mental health disorders.
And then in the classes, when I'm teaching the family-to-family class, different people have different aha moments throughout the class. And one of the things that we have found is if you're dealing with a loved one and you're coming from a place of love, it does help. And I always tell people, if it's difficult situation, you want to always look at the situation as an outsider looking in on the situation, and that kind of helps. But love, you can gain people's trust with love. And when a person is having a bad mental health issue, the subconscious will remember love.
As someone once described it to me, be hard on the issue, but easy on the person.
Yes.
You might say.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you can learn more about the local chapter at NAMIRFV.org. That's NAMIRFV.org. Again, part of the state and national Alliance on Mental Illness. Linda, you mentioned you think $40 a year to join the National Alliance to become a member.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any motivation? Is there any reason why anyone in the local area would do that, aside from getting those updates on, you know, the latest and greatest research and information, plus information about the annual convention, which this year is in, did you say Seattle?
Seattle, yeah. Yeah, it keeps you connected, lets you know, and, you know, you get all kinds of information.
There's a great magazine published by NAMI that you get. I think it's monthly, isn't it?
I think so.
Now, obviously, being a local nonprofit organization, do you have office or staff or anything like that that you pay for? So if anyone makes a donation to the local National Alliance on Mental Illness, for instance, I know you're part of Colorado Gives Day mm-hmm. last year. If anyone makes a donation to the local chapter, what does that money go toward?
Well, there is...
There's curriculum. We have a phone bill and just basically office supplies and making copies and things like that. And, you know, the curriculum that we teach out of is a really thick book. And
you actually pay for that.
Yeah.
And we also spend money
on advertising.
Like, we're really trying to be out there in front of people as far as people listening to the radio and reading the newspapers and doing social media. We're really trying to get the message out that we have these classes, we have these support groups, that people have an opportunity to find out that they're not alone and that they can find help. And that's a big part of what we do, is get the message out there. And you are wonderful doing the interviews for us and really helping us get the message out.
Well, it's the two of you doing all the talking.
Yeah, and we do. The different board members on our board specialize in different things. And
how many board members, by the way?
We have five.
Would you like to recognize the other three? Or do they prefer to remain anonymous?
We'll have to ask them about that next time.
Okay, fair enough. Again, the website is NAMIRFV.org. NAMI Roaring Fork Valley is the name of the organization. One final break. Back to wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Linda Spencer and Lynn Jamaron from the local chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI Roaring Fork Valley. By the way, I've given the website several times. It's NAMIRFV.org. You can learn about the upcoming classes and support groups and that kind of thing. One number we did not give the phone number. We've talked about it. We've kind of danced around it, but we have not given the phone number. So this is not a crisis phone number. Obviously, in an emergency situation, you know, you dial 911.
And you could call MindSprings. The people at MindSprings are really good people, and they're all there, and they all want to help. And they really work hard at staying on top of the issues. And then the number for NAMI is
970-945-1339.
And so what should people use that 945-1339 phone number for? Under what circumstances should someone give you a call?
If they're interested, if they hear the interview that we're doing with you right now, and they want more information about how they can benefit from doing a support group with NAMI or doing a class, they can call that number, the 970-945-1339 number.
And we have fielded all different kinds of calls on that number and taking care of a lot of different issues.
Kind of help put people in touch with resources, I guess you might
right.
say. Okay. So again, that number is 945-1339. Talk a little bit more about the support groups and who should attend. Again, one is the support group for families and loved ones. The other is for folks that are actually experiencing some mental health issues themselves. I guess maybe that's kind of self-explanatory, Lynn?
You know, the group that I lead, which is for people who have a mental health disorder themselves, it can make such an amazing difference for people. But people walk in there confused, hurting, and they can sit down and hear other people talk about the same kind of things that they're going through. And they can learn that they're not the only one that has to take medication, or they're not the only one that has to see a therapist. And they can understand that they are not alone, and that other people deal with the same kind of thing, and other people are well, or other people are in a good place. We share topics of all different kinds of things that people go through. It's a structured meeting. It's something that people can depend on every week to go to. We have people that have been coming for years and enjoy being there every week.
Every week? I thought it was every month.
That's the family to family one.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can just clear up that confusion right there.
Well, once again, if you're a family member with a loved one with a mental health issue, we can give you all kinds of education on how to deal with that loved one, what to say, what not to say. On the flip side of that, just to get to meet somebody with a mental health issue and that you're having, because a lot of people have never talked to somebody or seen anybody with a mental health issue if they're having a problem. And it's just... wow. And what we found with the classes is those classes, usually the people in them were meant to be together.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of like how like-minded people just tend to gravitate toward each other, and it just happens.
Yeah. And
you can't explain it. It just happens.
Yeah. And they share their information. And classes and the support group are life-changing.
Linda, you talked about two different classes, the 12-week family-to-family class. So who should be interested in that? Again, the next one will probably not be until next year, till next January. But who should be thinking about taking that class?
If you are a family member that has a loved one with a mental issue, this class is for you. This curriculum is... outstanding, and the class is, I mean, life-changing. We've never had anybody not say that the class didn't change their life. It's just, and I know when I took the class, it was life-changing for me. And when a family member of mine took the peer-to-peer class on the flip side of that, it changed up everything. That person, you know, we knew what he was capable of doing, civil engineer specializing in structural engineering. And then after he took that peer-to-peer class, he was able to say, You know, because I'll get up in the morning, let's go do this, let's go do that, and swing by here, and come on, let's go. And he'll say, well, how about if we do this and this, and we do the rest tomorrow? And, you know, just for a person to be educated on what they can say and do for themselves. Yeah.
And again, if you'd like, you know, advice on which or both of those classes you would like to plan on attending.
Or if you have a question. If you have a question on a mental health issue that you don't know the answer to, we will find out for you.
Call 945-1339. Mm-hmm. Again, is the NAMI Roaring Fork Valley chapter phone number. And you also, Linda, I know you do, I'm not sure, Lynn, if you're involved in these as well, also teach some law enforcement classes from time to time.
Yeah, Lynn and I do speak to classes, taking the crisis intervention team training, and I have spoken to 5 full classes, and there is some money legislated through Colorado for this, and they had been working really hard on the Western Slope to get everybody trained, and it's a little bit more intense training
than the others.
Than your regular police training, and that has been so interesting.
And it's, I mean, if we were to narrow down the entire training to one word, is it basically de-escalation, or is it much more complicated than just one word?
If you wanted to make it one word, I would say that would be a very good word.
Okay. Yeah.
It's really cool. Linda and I and a couple other people from NAMI spoke in Aspen, a year ago, maybe? And there was there were police officers, highway patrol people, sheriff's department individuals, and
deputies.
Thank you, Gabe.
You're they are helping each other out.
Yes,
today.
We
what
are.
Can I say?
This is a support group right here.
Yeah, there you go.
It was really cool to get to talk to these officers and say, "Hey, you know, we have been there," and to help them to understand that. People that seem like, you know, your average Joe walking the streets can act out. And
you can't tell by looking at someone if they've got a mental illness.
Right.
Yeah. And speaking to them, they usually, after Lynn and I talk, they usually let the officer break and they let the officers come and talk. And the first time I did a full class in Vail, I got up and talked to them and told them what I had experienced, what I'd like to see. And then they broke, and I just went out into the hallway. They said, "Helped yourself to any drinks or anything to eat?" And I was turned around getting food and stuff for the trip home. And when I turned around, I had officers standing behind me waiting to talk to me. And we were there an hour and a half longer.
Oh, wow.
So it's a very important exchange that we offer with the officers. And
I guess any organization that may deal with individuals dealing with mental health issues may benefit from that type of training. So if anyone has questions or would like to, you know, run something by you, how about this? I represent organization,
and
what do you think?
Yeah, and Pitkin County has launched that we got to be NAMI got to be involved with is the co-responder program. And so if Pitkin County gets a mental health call, they'll call the co-responders. They'll dispatch 2 people to go to the home with the officer and hopefully take over the situation and get the person care into treatment instead of taking them to jail. And that program is working in El Paso County and Douglas County.
Interesting, on the Front Range as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After, I assume, you know, establishing that everything is safe, because that's all, you know, we hear so much about if it starts from domestic violence, that can easily turn in a different direction really quickly. So once everything has been established as safe, then those co-responders can take over the situation from there.
Correct.
To peaceful resolution. Of course, there are other things that have to happen in domestic violence situations as well, which, you know, we don't need to get into now. And I am certainly not an expert, and I'm guessing the two of you aren't either.
Well, I did work on domestic violence legislation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
so maybe you may be the expert.
Yeah. And the officers usually have frequented these homes, and they usually know. And a lot of times the homes are tagged. And that's one of the things that law enforcement can do to help families in situations, so they know and they're familiar with your family. And yeah.
By tagged, you don't mean they've got graffiti on the outside of the
right.
House.
Right. Yeah.
Just, tagging means something different. And they have the history of that particular address. That's, probably one of the best advancements in officer safety, if nothing else, is, the being able to say, okay, this address, what's happened there before?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
If there have been previous domestic violence calls, then they know to be
careful. Yeah.
Careful, shall we say.
And you always want to protect yourself.
Oh,
but,
of course.
And that's what we are trying to do in an umbrella type way, is to increase the understanding that mental illness.
Freudian slip, Lynn?
Freudian slip. Mental health awareness is extremely important, helping people understand that they're not the only one. And that is such a common thing when someone is dealing with a mental health disorder, is feeling like you're the only one and nobody understands you. Nobody's like you. And
I think it can have the same kind of impact from family and friends as well.
Mm-hmm.
No one else has a family member or a friend
right.
that's dealing with this mental health issue. We
right.
are alone. And that's why both of those support groups that we mentioned earlier are helpful.
Right.
For both of those groups, because it lets you know that's not the case. There are others just like you experiencing, if not exactly the same, very similar things to what you are.
Right.
Again, if you'd like to learn more, you can always call the NAMI Roaring Fork Valley phone number. It's 945-1339. You can learn more about the support groups and upcoming classes when they happen at namirfv.org. That's namirfv.org. Ladies, it's a pleasure. Let's not make it 6 months until the next time you you come in, okay?
Okay.
Gabe, can I say this and you record it and then it go out on the air? And
you can say whatever you want.
I don't have to say this, but I first out of college worked at KMTS just a couple years ago. Not really. But anyway, when I worked at KMTS, Gabe was in high school and was just fresh off the wagon or fresh from the farm, working in advertising and taking care of the radio station. And Gabe has just done such a wonderful job in this business, but also in taking care of nonprofit organizations and helping them get their message across. And I know we are extremely grateful for you, and thank you.
Well, flattery will get you everywhere. But obviously, you already know that.
Yes.
All the best. Talk to you soon. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.